Hi everyone, you are listening to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda. And today we're talking about something that sounds exciting until you think about it for more than 3 seconds. Asteroid mining. Let's launch billion-dollar rockets to space so we can play space Minecraft. Here's the idea. There are millions of asteroids floating around out there, and some of them are loaded with valuable stuff. Gold, platinum, rare metals we need for electronics, water ice we could turn into rocket fuel. Basically, each asteroid could be worth trillions of dollars, which is why governments and tech bros are drooling at the thought. But there's the catch. Asteroids are small. Their gravity is basically non-existent, so landing on one is like trying to stand still on a giant spinning potato in zero gravity while it's hurtling through space at thousands of miles per hour. Which sounds fine, totally fine. NASA tried something like this in 2016 with its OSIRIS-REx mission. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce it. It was a robotic probe, and its job was to touch down on an asteroid, grab some dirt, and come back. It worked, but the whole process was like trying to gently tap a fly with a chopstick while blindfolded across 200 million miles. Now imagine not just tapping the asteroid, but mining it. That means drilling equipment, storage, and a plan to actually bring the stuff back to Earth. Or building a processing station in space, which is hilariously complicated and expensive. As in, why did we spend the entire world's GDP just to get a bucket of platinum expensive? Also, we should probably mention the whole risk of death thing, because asteroids don't have rose air or anything resembling safety protocols. One wrong move and you'll just float away forever until someone finds your body centuries later. And there's another fun part. What happens to the price of precious metals if we bring back, say, $400 trillion worth of gold from a single asteroid? Spoiler! The value crashes. We could spend $1 trillion mining gold, only to make gold worth the same as gravel. Congrats! You just broke the global economy. But we can't just ignore it. Asteroid mining could actually be important if we ever build permanent bases on the moon or Mars. We'd need materials and fuel, and it's cheaper to get them from space than to keep launching them from Earth. Plus, the minerals on asteroids are finite, and so are the ones here. So in the far future, this might be necessary. But for now, asteroid mining is one of those ideas that's amazing in theory and terrifying in execution, because we're basically strapping ourselves to giant flying space rocks and hoping for the best. And if we miscalculate the orbit and accidentally fling an asteroid on Earth, yeah, that's called ending civilization. Oops. Thanks for listening to Us and Tomorrow. I am Belinda. Until next time, keep dreaming of tomorrow.